Ever since we began studying Sefer Devarim, we have always recognized, as indeed do the Mefarshim without exception, that Sefer Devarim Mishneh Torah is unique. And therefore we have without exception always proceeded to the Hakdama, the introduction of the Ramban to Sefer Devarim, and we have taken out, distilled a number of insights from that famous Hakdama. This evening is no exception, except that we will look at the Hakdama of the Ramban to Sefer Devarim through the eyes of the Sefer Achinuch. And as I said last week, in regards to the Rashi at the beginning of Matos, we are bringing something which we have brought before, but nevertheless, in the style of Kol Dovar Shenemar of a Nishnis, though Nishnis Ela Bishvil Dovar Shenis Chadish Bo, there will be a number of items of great interest which will emerge. So the Sefer Achinuch, in his short Hakdama to Sefer Devarim, says this one. Kosav HaRamban Zal. So the Ramban writes, Inyan HaSefer HaZeh Yodua. The actual content of this Sefer is well known. Shehu Mishneh Torah. It is Mishneh Torah. Yachzor Bo Moshe Rabbeinu Olav HaSholom. Moshe Rabbeinu goes over Ledor HaNichnes Ba'oret to the generation that is now to enter Eretz Yisrael. Rov Mitzvos HaTorah HaTzrichos LiYisrael. The majority of mitzvos which are necessary for the Jewish people. And in regard to those mitzvos, the Yashiro Somaliyam Ashoros Marubos, and warns B'nai Yisrael repeatedly regarding their observance, and furthermore, the Yafchideim Harbevi Yonchon. Also, places fear in them because Moshe Rabbeinu highlights the punishments that await the individual who desecrate the mitzvah. Upa Amin, and there are occasions, Yosef Bohen Biur Biketzot Som. That in the regard to some of the mitzvos which are being repeated, there are embellishments and increased explanation. Avol v'chol mitzvos ha-kohanim lo yedabir v'lo Yosef ha-soro. But in regard to mitzvos which pertain to kohanim, he doesn't mention them at all. She-kohanim zerizim heim, because as the Gemara says, kohanim are zealous, and you only need to tell them once. There's no need for them to be reminded in Mishneh Torah. That's one element of the Sefer, a repetition of many mitzvot which have already appeared in the previous Sforim, which with certain embellishment. The Ode, says the Ramban, Yosef Basefer Azek Itzach Mitzvot Shelo Nizkru Klal. There will appear for the first time many mitzvot in Sefer Devarim which have not appeared heretofore. Kagon, example, Hayimum Leveret Married. V'din motzi shemra, the various laws of a person who slanders the woman who has married. V'din gerishin v'yisha, the laws of divorce. V'hoedem zomim v'zulasom. The ein sofek, says the Ramban, there is, let there be no doubt in your mind. Yichulon nemru lemoshe v'sinai, o v'yohel moed v'ashona horishona. Let there be no doubt in your mind that even though these new mitzvahs appear for the first time in Sefer Devarim, and there are a sizable number of these mitzvot that do appear for the first time, they have already been communicated to Moshe Rabbeinu, either on Har Sinai or in Ohel Moed during the first year of their wandering in the Midbar. And I know this, says the Ramban, Gibi Arvos Moav Lo Nischadish Lo Elo Divrei Habris Kacher Nisparish Bo, because there is nothing new as far as Torah is concerned in Sefer Devarim, except the new covenant which is made between B'nai Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch. V'alkein lo ne'emar b'Sefer Hazeh, and because they are not new, but they have already been told to Moshe Rabbeinu earlier on, and we are now approaching the 40th year in the Midbar, for the reason that they are not appearing more correctly, for the reason that they have not been given to Moshe Rabbeinu now, but previously, that is why the Alkein Lo Ne'emar B'Sefer Hazeh, by Yedavid Hashem El Moshe Le'emor Tzavis B'nei Yisrael, O David El B'nei Yisrael, Yor Mato Lehem Mitzvah Lo Nitzchad. So that is why you do not see David El B'nei Yisrael, because these are already old mitzvah. The Ramban then considers the following question. If indeed they have been given to Moshe Rabbeinu already early on during their wanderings in the wilderness, so why did Moshe Rabbeinu not communicate them until a later date, namely nearly 40 years later? So the Ramban has an explanation. He suggests that many of them are not that common and are only required by the generation that is going to go into Eretz Yisrael. And there is a famous criticism of the Ramban's position in the Tshuvas of the Radvaz, but that is where the Ramban's contribution to the introduction of the Sefer HaChinuch to the Devarim ends. The Ramban indicates that these are mitzvos which were the new mitzvos, are ones which had already been communicated to Moshe Rabbeinu early on, either in Har Sinai or in the Ohel Moed, and the fact that they are being given over now, that is because, according to the Ramban, the reason why they are only being given over now is because they were not relevant or because they were not such common mitzvos and therefore they could be postponed until this late stage. Chinuch takes issue. V'zeh shelo huskiru eila ha-mitzvos b'sforim porishonim kemo shar ha-mitzvos. Aye, if indeed they were communicated to Moshe Rabbeinu already 40 years previously, then how come that Moshe Rabbeinu did not communicate them until now? Why are they not mentioned in the earlier Sforim? Says the Sefer HaChinuch, in his rabbinic way, no need to panic. Al titamo badovor, do not question why they are only appearing here. Achar amorom zichronom livracha bekamo mekomos, because all you have to do is keep in front of your eyes the very well-known celebrated maxim of the rabbis in Gemara Pesachim, ein muktam umeuchor batorah, chronological order is not preserved in the Torah, and therefore the fact that these mitzvos are only mentioned now, that is in no way to suggest or even to insist that these mitzvos are only being given to Bnei Yisrael at this late stage. The fact of the matter is, ein muktam umeucho batorah, and we suggest respectfully, says the Sefer HaChinuch, that despite the fact that these are mitzvos which are only mentioned in Devarim, which is composed, as it were, in the 40th year, we nevertheless suggest that there is no chronological order in Torah, and these so-called new mitzvos had already been given to Bnei Yisrael many, many, many years previous. The Ramban, however, we have to add, would not be happy with the Sefer HaChinuch's approach. Because as you may recall, and that's why I was particular to draw your attention to that Ramban at the beginning of Parshas Korach, the Ramban says, we do not invoke the principle of Ein Muktam Umeuchor Batorah unless there is a glaring reason in the Pasuk so to do. And on the contrary, the Ramban would tie here that since the Devarim is written, and we know when it is written, in the 40th year, etc., etc., and it is only then that Moshe Rabbeinu says all that is contained in the book, there is every reason to maintain, the Ramban would insist, that indeed these were mitzvahs which were only given to Bnei Yisrael at that particular time. That's the Ramban, and that's why he would not go along with the Sefer HaChinuch. That's why the Chinuch put in Adkan before he made his own contribution. So the Chinuch says very simply, I maintain that in reality, the mitzvos which are contained in Sefer Devarim, which is a volume which would seem to imply from the opening verses that these are words which Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to the Bnei Yisrael only in the 40th year, I suggest regarding all that follows, we invoke the principle of Ein Muktam Umeucho Batorah. Now that already is a big chiddush. But what follows is something which leads me onto something which is an even greater chiddush. Shaila is, okay, so we know that there is a principle, Ein Muktam Umeucho Batorah, and with that, the whole problem resolves itself. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, V'shorish inyan zeh lefi adome. But now we have to ask ourselves another question. After all, the holiest volume in the world, why can it not maintain a chronological order? What would be so bad if you would have a beginning, a middle, and an end? I have to tell you, we once said from a very famous rabbi that the reason why we have the principle of Ein Muchum Torah is because the person who gets the fee shouldn't be embarrassed, because you can always say to the person who got Shlishi, maybe my stickle was given before yours. Now that's an authentic reason, although it's very difficult to explain to the guy who got revealed. But that was a letter. Okay. So the question is, why is there such a principle of Ein Muktam Uchavatura? Now, says the Sefer HaChinuch, B'Shorish Inyan Zelefi Adoma, why chronological order is not maintained, to my understanding is the following. Now, follow carefully. Ki HaTorah Tichlon Kol HaChokhma. The Torah is the repository of all wisdom. Milavad shat in your neho hamesukim, the yesodos mitzvos teho hachazokim. The Torah has many, many other wisdoms to impart, other than the simple message which we see when we open a Sefer Torah. The efshar, and it is possible, ki mipnei kach, for that reason, Sorich lihios parashioseho viyosioseho vimokum shehem. And it is, to my mind, for precisely that reason, that the parashios and letters have got to be in the places where they are. V'hakol mechuvin meyesh adon hachokhma boruchu v'zeta maspik. Now this was written for his son. He is expecting his son to understand this explanation. Again, I repeat. The reason why Ein Muktam Muchav Torah, I will put it in my language, is because the text of the Torah is circumscribed by other considerations. And therefore, since the Torah is circumscribed by other considerations, by other constraints, therefore the mitzvos which have to be part of Torah, and every letter which has to be part of Torah, but there is not the same ability, there is not the same flexibility in the rendition of the Torah text as we would think there is. Because in reality, the text as we see it is constrained and circumscribed by other considerations. Now that's what he said. Let me indicate to you what I think he means. And I draw your attention immediately to the item which is beside the Sefer HaChinuch, a tshuva which I came across in recent weeks, which to my mind is what the Sefer HaChinuch is all about. I appreciate this might be the weather for these type of considerations, but nevertheless, these are devorim ha'omdim berumo shalolam. I cannot begin to tell you the depth of what it is that is being conveyed here. I guarantee you there is not 1% of those people who study Chumash, who study Torah with the Mefarshim, who understand what it is we are going to uncover in the Tshuvos of the Radva. And we begin like this. Says the Radva, Sha'alta Osi, you have asked me, he says to the questioner, Odiacho Dati, that I should give you my opinion, Lama Ein Kosvin Hanekuta B'Sefer Torah, why the Sefer Torah is not vocalized. Kivan Shahako Nitin Lamosha Sinai. After all, everything was given to Moshe on Har Sinai. The Gam Hatamim, and also to Nigunim. Hayun Uyim Sheyikosvu, or Sheyikhtavu Osam. It should also have been necessary that they should be part of the Torah. Kidei Sheyikro Hakore, Kiriyo Yeshora Belishimosh, so that the Balkore would be able to read. It's not that they're not authentic. On the contrary, they came down to us. The Moshe Mitzrayim, together at the same time, contemporaneous with the actual Torah itself. Shahare gam hatamim, mevarim tam haksuvim lefa'omim. So why are only the letters and no vowels and no tamim in the Torah text as we have it? That's his shayla. Says the Radva, she'elosecha zu, your question, teluyo, is dependent. You will be able to understand your question, and we will be able to answer it when we direct our attention to the question which the Malachim asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kisha'ala Moshe Rabbeinu Lekabel Et HaTorah. When Moshe Rabbeinu came up on Har Sinai to receive the Torah, it's a Gemara in Shabbat. Omru Malachi Hashoreth. So the angel said to HaKadosh Baruch, Ma liyelud isha beineinu? What is the Son of Man doing in our midst? What is he doing in heaven? Omar Lohem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Lekabel Torah bo, he has come to receive the Torah. Omru lo, so the Malachim said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tana lanu. You give it to him, give it to us. V'hainu dixiv, that is what is alluded to in the Pasuk in Tehillim, that the Malachim said, Asher Tana hodecho al Hashemayim, give your glory to the heavens. Why are you giving it to human beings, to Pasuk of Adam? So therefore, we now have to try and persuade the Malachim that we have some connection with the Torah. It's Omar Lahem Moshe. So Moshe Rabbeinu says to the Malachim, Torah Maksivo. What is written in the Torah? No tirtzach, no tinov, don't murder, don't commit adultery. V'sicha yesh b'nechem, do you murder each other? Niyuk yesh b'nechem, do you commit adultery with each other's wives? Torah lo malachem, what do you need Torah for? V'hodu v'yomru, and they then agreed and said, Hashem Adonenu, mo adir shimecha v'chol ha'oretz. It is appropriate to give the Torah to the world. Now, says the Radva, the Yesh Lahakshav, we have to ask us. The Malachim are not stupid. The Malachim are the ultimate in spirituality. Did they not know that it says Laitirzach, Laitinov in the Torah, and it has absolutely no relevance for them? So what are they saying? Keep it with us. Don't give it to them. Elo mai ishlecho lemeimar. So what is the only answer we can offer, says the Radva to his questioner, to explain the fact that the Malachim were not aware of this? Ishlecho lemeimar sheheim hoyu korin batorah kriyo achere. They had a different version of the Torah. They read it differently. Below Pisuk Tevos, they didn't have the separation of letters into words like we do. Al derech shemosav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the entire Torah, and this is an idea which is enlarged upon in the Ramban's introduction to Sefer Bereishis, the entire Torah is indeed the letters comprise the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'hodiyem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is informing the Malachim through Moshe Rabbeinu, Sheyesh la Torah kriyo acheres gachmis, that there is a gachmistic a sefer Torah, al derech pisuk tevos, which can be understood in the context of humanity. Betumah v'tayra, isa v'heter, piyotah tur v'chiyur, v'cho v'chein kol shahar din necha. There is a Torah which exists in heaven. It is a Torah which we will call the pristine Torah. It's the Torah which the Radvaz calls Ruchanit. It is the spiritual Torah, unrelated to people, unrelated to human situations, unrelated to mitzvos, unrelated to anything which is part of the world in which man lives. It is a Torah which is comprised totally of spirituality, of the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the only Torah that the Malachim recognize. Therefore, the Malachim are saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why are you giving this Torah to humanity? This is totally spiritual. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to the Malachim, they are not getting the Torah as you know it. They are getting a different Torah altogether, which although it comprises the same letters, but nevertheless it is divided into words and phrases and sentences, which are associated with the human condition. Says Reb Shlomo Kluger in his introduction to Pirkei Avos, that is the pshat in Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai, the Torah that we have originated at Sinai. Because prior to the Torah being given at Sinai, it was a different Torah. It was a Torah that our Shemosav Shel HaKadosh Baruch. But then, says the Radva, the Achar Sheyodat Ozeh, and now that you understand that what we have is dare we say it, a version of the Torah? Albeit, as far as we on earth are concerned, a definitive version, a binding version, a divine version, but not the only version. So therefore, and after you understand that, you will understand the answer to your question. That's the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded that they should write the Sefer Torah below Nekudos V'Tamim, without vowels and without Negudim, Kasher Hoyesov Omno Ito Yisporah, as it was when it was in heaven, Kadesh Yihiyu Bo Shetei Krios, so that one will be able, if one has the ability, to decipher and acknowledge the two separate Toros that are there. The Gashmius, which speaks to every person, and to the initiated who have the spirituality and the sanctity, they are able by their own efforts to be able to gauge and to understand and to perceive what the other Torah Ruchanius is. So therefore, and likewise, we say, as an example of someone who knew this Torah Ruchanis, the Gemara in Brochus, Yodea Hoya Betzale Letzarev Osios Shenivru Behem Shomayim Vaore. Betzalel understood the Torah Ruchanis, and he understood the combination of letters through which HaKadosh Baruch Hu had indeed created the world. So therefore, Umosar Hanakudos Vahatamim Kishaar Torah Shabal Peh. In the same way as Torah Shabal Peh gives you an understanding of what the authentic text of Torah means, in the same way the Nakudos and the Tamim, they are in their own way a Torah Shabal Peh on the Torah itself. Because the Torah Shabal Peh, the Nakudos and the Tamim, they give you an indication as to what the version that we have represents. Shehi Perush LaTorah Shebichtav. V'yadovo Yodua, and it is well known, Ki Hoosios Belo Nakudos V'Tamim Yesh Behem Mashmoyos Harbe, that the letters without the vowels and without the Tamim are capable of many interpretations and associations. B'tzirufim Shonim. Ukrios hafochim, velochein lo nitnu hanakudas vahatamim likosei v'sefer Torah. That is why the nakudas and tamim cannot be written in the Sefer Torah, because that would be the final, concrete pronouncement that this is the only version of the Torah, and that there cannot be. So it has to be left open, so that even though we have the formation of letters as we see them in the Sefer Torah, but we have not committed the ultimate, as it were, in concrete, by adding the vowels and the ta'am. The vayichtavu v'chumashim, but they were written in the chumashim, mishum eish la'asot la'ashem, kideish l'dishtakach toras ha'kriya kishar tereh shabal. Uvameh shekosafti l'cho, says the Radvaz to his questioner, and with what I have just written for you, to chal l'tareitz kamos sveikos acheros, you will be able to understand and answer many other questions. Kegon Masha Shoalu Horishonim Lomolo Nichtav Torah Shabal Peh. For instance, the question the Radva says that is raised, why is the Torah Shabal Peh not written? Why was it originally not written, but kept in oral form? Again, because had it been written down, that would again be a concretization of the text as we know it, indicating that it is the only text, and that we could not have. O lama nichtavu ketzas sipurim shenire lechura she'en behem tzorach. Why are there many stories which are written, which appear to us to be, there appears to be no valid reason for them? Or we have cases where a story is repeated twice, three times. Eliezer and Rivka. The kamo gufei Torah. And on the other hand, we have many vital aspects of Torah, Nirmazu Beremes Kolchu, which are only alluded to by a letter added or a letter missing. Elo sheyesh lecho lehamin, but you have to know, she'ein lecho afilu teva ketano, she'ein bo sodos amukius, v'tzirufim shelo nasige manach. V'ein lecho batura afilu os achat shelo letzora. V'sim tomid klal zeh negen erecho v'tatzliach, v'hanilin liyani estaitikos. This is as powerful a statement as one can find amongst Rishonim and Acharonim. Here is the Radvaz who is enlarging on and confirming the thesis which the Sefer HaChinuch has put in such beautiful words. Namely, that we have today the Sefer Torahs that we have in our Aron HaKodesh, they are a version, not the only version. And we are not allowed to compromise the other version, because the other version is Ruchanit and it is Gaknis. And while this version is for us, as far as we are concerned, to coin a phrase, Teiras Moshe, we cannot move from it. We cannot stir from one letter from it. On the other hand, we cannot for one moment forget that it is not the only definitive version. It is a definitive version. And therefore, whatever is contained in Teirish Bichtav is compromised, circumscribed, constrained by the primal Torah, which exists in Shomayim, which has exactly the same letters. And therefore, whilst everything that we need to know is in Torah, and everything that is contained in Torah is Kodesh, it is that Kodesh Baruch Hu who decided that he was going to have to, as it were, fit in everything that he wanted the Torah to be for Bos of Adam, and at the same time remain faithful to the Torah which was originally in Shemayim. And in order to do that, there are changes. You have mitzvos, ein muktum umucha batura. You have certain words which have an additional letter or are missing. You have certain episodes which are written at length. And you have many mitzvos of the Torah which are alluded to with a single letter. And all these are because of the shittas of the Radvaz, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in giving the Torah gashmis to Bnei Yisrael, has to remain faithful to the Torah ruchanis which precedes. Very, very powerful thesis indeed, and something well worth thinking about. And as you will appreciate, as he has wisely observed, that with this there are many, many questions which fall away absent. Okay. Now we will move on. And of course, as we know, the first episode that Moshe Rabbeinu speaks about at length is indeed the episode of the Meraglim. And I draw your attention to Pasuk Kafes. Vatikrevun elai kulechem, vatomeru nishlecho anoshim lefoneinu, viyachperu lanu es haoretz, viyoshivu osonu davor es adelech asher na'alevo, vieis haorim asher novo aleihem. Vatikrevun elai kulechem. Why would Moshe Rabbeinu start with the episode of the spies, and also mention an aspect of the story which has not been revealed until now? Because if you look in Parsha Shelach Lecho, in the Parsha of the Meraglim, it says, Shvayomer Hashem, Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe lemor, Shelach Lecho Anoshim. There is no indication that Bnei Yisrael have in fact pressed for it. So the two questions, why do we start with the episode of the Meraglim? And why is the item Vatikrevun Elai Kulechem only revealed at this juncture, 40 years on? Says the Malbim. Achar Shehodiah. After Moshe Rabbeinu has informed this generation now, we're reviewing the history. Shebein Mitzad Hashem Uvein Mitzad Moshe, that both from the point of view of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and from the point of view of Moshe Rabbeinu, Lo Hayor Shum Iku. There was no barrier, no obstacle to their going to Eretz Yisrael immediately. And they should have gone straight away into Eretz Yisrael. That's what it should have been. For now Moshe Rabbeinu comes, lehodia ledor acharon, to tell the latter generation, sheheim atzmom hoyu hagoramim, that unfortunately the people themselves were the cause of their own downfall. That they wandered 40 years in the wilderness. uva'asher, and since, b'stipur shalichus hamaraglim b'parshat Shelach, when it relates the episode of the spies in Shelach, lo nizkar klal, it is not mentioned there, sheyomru nishlechu anoshim leponenu, let us send men before us. Kishom kosuv, there it says, shehashem omar lemoshe, Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Shelach lechu anoshim, send men, shemashma, from which we would have concluded, shehoyot sivu imeyes Hashem, that the whole item emanated from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Yipolei Meyod, and therefore you, the descendants of these people, may be wondering, Eich Tzivo Hashem Alzeh Lihiyos Lahem Litzur Michshol? How could HaKadosh Baruch Hu suggest the initiation of an enterprise which was going to bring the entire people to grief? So in order that you should not be mistaken, therefore Moshe Rabbeinu tells this generation, Bola Hodia, Moshe Rabbeinu comes to tell them, Kilo meyes Hashem yotzu adova, that this enterprise did not come as my idea, not Hashem's idea of Elomi Moshe. Rak meyes ho'am, but it was the people who initiated it. Ah, now says the Malvin, Bishom lo hutzlich nichto. In Parsha Shelach Lecha, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't need to write it. Ki Parsha Shelach nichto po beyes ha'maise, because Shelach Lecha was written at the time when it actually occurred. Biyodu kulam, and therefore everybody knew, Eichoyo, how it was. Abolato, but now, 40 years on, Shemesu dor hamidbor, where the generation of the wilderness has died, Bahador hachodosh, and the new generation, Halo yitu, will they not now make a mistake, and will think, Shehoyo shiluach hamaragle mitzvah meyashem, that it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu who initiated. Ki parshas Shelach nichtefo b'yeis ha'maise, because Shelach Lecha was written at the time when it actually occurred. B'yodu kulam, and therefore everybody knew, Eichoyo, how it was. Avolato, but now, 40 years on, Shemesu dor hamidbor, where the generation of the wilderness has died, v'hador hachodosh, and the new generation, halo yitu, will they not now make a mistake? And will think Shahoyah Shiluach Hamaragle Mitzvah Meyashem, that it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu who initiated it? It's Hutzlich Lehagid Eichoyah. So Moshe Rabbeinu had to tell them how it was. In other words, in reality, it came about as a result of the initiation of the people. And Moshe Rabbeinu has to inform this generation because the previous generation knew exactly how it had come about. All that Moshe Rabbeinu was saying in Parsha Shelach Lecha was the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if you want to send, letat. But more than that, there was no need because the people knew who had initiated it. And therefore, they did not come to Moshe Rabbeinu in Parsha Shelach Lecha and say, why did you tell us to send spies that you don't hear? Because they knew full well it was their idea. But the new generation, they are the people who may be confused into thinking from looking at Shelach Lecha that it was initiated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu or by Moshe Rabbeinu. Therefore, it is crucial to emphasize that it was the Bnei Yisrael who brought upon themselves everything which followed as a result of the miracle. Now, we come in this regard, namely in the episode of the Meraglim, to a most fascinating pasuk, and that is pasuk Lamed Zayin. And here we are confronted by a statement of a most difficult nature. We're speaking now about the fact that the spies came back, they brought back an evil report, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as a result of that episode, swore that Bnei Yisrael are not going to come into Eretz Yisrael. Says the Pasuk in Lamed Zayin, Gam bi his anaf Hashem. Hashem was also angry with me, biglalechem, on your account, lemor, to say, gam atol lo sovo shom. You won't come into Eretz Yisrael. Did you ever hear of that? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, because of the hate of the Meraglim, you can't go into Eretz Yisrael. That's not the way we learned. Gam bi hisanav Hashem, biglalechem lemor, gam atol lo sovo shom. Tell us to me, though. And here we have a masterpiece in the Orach Chaim HaKadosh. Something very, very special. Orach Chaim HaKadosh. Koshe. This is a puzzle which is most difficult to understand. We do not find in Torah, in Bamidbar, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry with Moshe Rabbeinu because of the Meraglim. And the Ramban had this kasha, the Ramban Tiresh V'yomar, and the Ramban says like this, the ode, what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying to the Bnei Yisrael is, not only in the episode of the Meraglim did you cause yourselves to be prevented from going into Eretz Yisrael, but the ode, Hosaftim Lahora, Pamacheres, you also did something else later on, Ad Shigaramtim Lihisanafi, that you caused HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be angry with me, and I was also subsequently prevented from going in. In other words, the Ramban is saying, not that Moshe Rabbeinu is pining that the Bnei Yisrael, as a result of the Meraglim, Moshe Rabbeinu was not allowed to go into Eretz Yisrael. No. Truth of the matter is, as a result of the chet of the Meraglim, you are not allowed to go in. And then you know what else happened to that generation? Not only were they prevented from going in by their own sin, but they also caused that I would also be prevented to go in at a later date, at the chet of Meimariva, because I got angry, whatever it is. The ein devarav nirim. I'm sorry, I can't accept it. Kiroani, because if you look at the context in which this pasuk appears, Shiadayin, Humidabir, Meinyan HaMeraglim, even in Pasuk Lamed Zayin, and onwards, he's still talking about the Meraglim. Shekein Omer HaKosuv HaKazeh, because the Pasuk then goes on to say, V'tapachem HaKshel HaMartem, and your children whom you said will die here, them I will bring to Eretz Yisrael. And so far apart, V'humidabir, Meinyan HaMeraglim, V'lomo Hivsik, V'soch HaMeinyan, V'shiloch HaMeinyan. So why would Moshe Rabbeinu interrupt in the middle of the Meraglim episode to start talking about something else? Aye, says the Baruch Chaim HaKadosh. But the Ramban defends himself and says, Marchahelitz Horav. And when Ramban wants to defend himself by saying, Shirotzola Haski Yachat Hanimnomi Avor Horat Sheim Hoyu Gromoloze Lo Yodati Mayano Yeshko. Says the Baruch Chaim HaKadosh. And when the Ramban says, no. Truth of the matter is, it was over a different episode that Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't allowed to go in. Aye, what's it got to do with the Meraglim? So what's the Ramban says, you know what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying? Because of the Meraglim, that generation didn't go in. And you want to know something? I'm also not going in. So I'm also included in the people. So in other words, it's by association. It's not accepted. So we come back to the question. The pasuk seems to imply, without any question, says the Orach Chaim HaKadosh, that Moshe Rabbeinu is not allowed to go into Eretz Yisrael because of the Chet HaMeraglim. And we have usually associated that punishment with the chet of Meimariva. And that's a kasha. Says the Orach Chaim HaKadosh, V'hanochon hu al pi divreihem. I would like to answer that kasha in the following way, bearing in mind what is said by Chazal in the Gemara Tanit. Sha'omru ba'posuk v'yivku ha'om v'laylo azeh, that they cried on that night, and the Gemara in Tanit says, as we know, let me put it in my words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Bnei Yisrael, tonight you cried for no reason, I will give you reason to cry on that night, and that is the night of Tisha B'Av when you will be sent into God. Right? So as a result of the fact that they cried, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kovu Bechio Ledoros, Kileil Tisha B'Av, Hoyasa, Shebo Nechrav Havayim. As a result of the Chet HaMeraglim, please note, as a result of the Chet HaMeraglim, it is decreed that even though the Jewish people will be privileged at a later date to go into Eretz Yisrael, but at a later date still, they will be exiled from it, and that is now decided as of this moment. That's the Kovu Bechia Lidolus. Now, the Omruo, and bear in mind another comment which is made by the Gemara in Soto Daftes, She'im hoyo nichnas Moshe lo'oreh, if Moshe Rabbeinu had gone into Eretz Yisrael, v'hoyavone beis hamikdash, and had been the one to build the beis hamikdash, lo hoyo habayis nechrav, she'ein uma v'loshon nogas. Had Moshe Rabbeinu gone in with Bnei Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael, and had he been the one to see the beis hamikdash built, what Moshe Rabbeinu builds can never be destroyed. As they state, v'yomru od. And bearing that in mind, let's now go on to a medrash in Tehillim, where the pasuk reads like this, Mizmor Liosof, a song to Asaf. And what's the song? Elohim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bo'u, Goyim v'nachalosecha. Goyim have come into your inheritance. They have come into your holy house. So the Medrash asks, Mizmar? For that you sing? Kino mi boyele. It should have been a kino, an eicha, not a mizmar. Elo, says the Medrash, al shehiflich chamoso al eitzim v'yavtoni. We say to our Kodesh Baruch Hashem, you had a temple on which to vent your anger, and so you didn't vent your total anger on us. Had you not had the temple on which to vent your anger, you would have vented your total anger on us. May Ato make the cheshbon, says the Yerachayim HaKodesh. So what do you see? Im hoya nichnas Moshe la'oretz, if Moshe Rabbeinu had gone into Eretz Yisrael, well, hoya bona beis amigdash, and would have succeeded in building the temple for Bnei Yisrael. Ula haknich hamoso olam lo'efcha kenis. And there would have been no way in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have vented his anger on the temple, because what Moshe Rabbeinu builds can never be destroyed. So what would happen? V'yicharaf Hashem v'stoni Yisrael. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have vented his total anger on the Bnei Yisrael. And their destruction would have been b'makom churban habayis, instead of the destruction of the temple. Therefore, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu has already decreed that Bnei Yisrael have got to go into Golos, it follows as a consequence that Moshe Rabbeinu cannot go in with them to Eretz Yisrael. Gam bi his anaf Hashem, gam bi his anaf Hashem, biglalechem. That's the vote. Because you have to go into Golos, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to be angry with me? Biglalechem, because of the consequences that would accrue if he was not angry with me. There would be no Golos, there would be Chas V'Shalom, no Bnei Yisrael. Therefore, says the Yerachayim, Gozar Hashem b'gezeiras hamaraglim gam al Moshe she'yomus b'midbar. Therefore, from the moment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu decreed that the Meraglim cannot go into Eretz Yisrael and Kovu Bechiol Adoros, it was decreed in heaven that Moshe Rabbeinu cannot go into Eretz Yisrael. Behu Omro, and that was what the prophet means, Gambi Yisanaf Hashem Bigalalachem, Perush meaning, the Gilgul Devorim Shilachem, as a result of circumstances which would occur if I went in with you. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't let me go in. Yim lo hoyo avona maraglim, because had they not seen that the maraglim, v'hoyu nichnosim, and they would have gone straight in, after shahoyo nichnos Moshe imohem, then it would very well be Moshe Rabbeinu would have been allowed to go in with them. V'hagam shiivne beis amigdash. No problem. Ein meichush. Because had they not sinned at the sin of the maraglim, they would have gone in, and they would have been deserving to stay forever in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore it would have been appropriate for Moshe Rabbeinu to lead them in and to see to the base of Eretz Yisrael was built. Elomayem Zoos Avon Meraglim, but because of the episode of the spies, Govro Yod Risho, the Yoda Hashem Kilo Yamdu Betzedek, would say Ulamad Mishidas Hazi. So that's the story. Now, there's the Yorachayim HaKadosh. You have to know that the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu was not allowed to go into Eretz Yisrael is because as a result of the Chet Hamaraglim, the Bnei Yisrael are not deserving of being permanently in Eretz Yisrael, as a result of which they must be exiled from it. And if Moshe Rabbeinu would go in with them, the consequences would be, Chas V'Shalom, that there would be no Bnei Yisrael left. But we only have one problem remaining, says Yoram. And that it would appear from the text in the Torah that as a result of the Chet of Meimor Ivor, Lochain, therefore you can't go into Eretz Yisrael. So how do we reconcile that Lochain with what I have indicated to you a moment ago? Says the Yerachayim, Yim Tomar, if you will ask me, Bahalo Roani, you might say, I can see, Shemisas Moshe Hoyaso Al Neymari, that the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't go into Eretz Yisrael was because of the Chet of Neymariva, Kvakosavti Shah. Oh, I wrote there, Zokter. If you would look there, you would see that it's no kasha. Why? Because, she'im Moshe hayom ikadei shemo yisporach, Because had Moshe Rabbeinu made a Kiddush Hashem at Nei Meriva, that would have become the most appropriate teshuvah on the Chet of the Meraglim. Hoyu Yisrael chozim letoharasam shahoyu bo kodem Chet HaMeraglim. V'yemzoz Kiddush Hashem HaGadol v'hoyu Hashem Mateshu as Moshe v'hoyu Nichnes v'oretu bona v'samidish mochum l'shipto olam. The truth of the matter is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a vow as a result of Chet HaMeraglim not to let Bnei Yisrael go in, and as a result of that decree not to let Moshe Rabbeinu go in either. But we know that Tshuva helps, and we know that when one sins as a result of lack of emunah, these are matters which can, quote-unquote, be put right by a mice of Kiddush Hashem on the part of the entire people. Yan lohem antimbi lahachdi sheni li'ein ebene Yisrael. But since you did not seize the opportunity for Kiddush Hashem, lohem, therefore, I'm afraid that the old Shavuah stands, and neither you nor the people can go into Eretz. So as far as the Orachayim HaKadosh is concerned, the beginning of the decision not to let Moshe Rabbeinu go into Eretz Yisrael was in the Chet HaMeraglim, where the decree was made not only on the Bnei Yisrael, but also on Moshe Rabbeinu. Please, may I draw your attention to something fascinating which I discovered late this afternoon, and that is in the Perush of the Baal HaTurim. Pasuk Lamed He. The pasuk reads, that what was the vow that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made? Im yira ish bo anoshim hoela hador horo azeh, eis awarat atovu asher nishpati los eis labosam. None of the people of this generation are going to see the good land which I promised to give to their forefather. Says the Baal HaTurim in his own inimitable style. Ish bo anoshim hoela. Take the last letters of those three words, Soth, Tevos, Moshe. Shegam hu bichlal hashavua. He was also included in the shavua that he also would not be allowed to go into Eretz Yisrael. Ish hu anoshim ho'ele sof tevos Moshe shegam hu bichlal hashavua to indicate that he was also part of the shavua not to be allowed to go into Eretz Yisrael. Okay. Now, what I would like to do now for the time remaining is to draw your attention to something quite remarkable. And that is a comment made by the Maharal in regards to Sefer Devarim. Maharal, on certain occasions, mystical and certainly quite mysterious, but we'll do our best to take the words at face value. And it's a Maharal which is quoted by the Pachad Yitzchak, by Rav Yitzchak Hutner Zatzal. Says Rav Hutner, Shehishrish HaMaharal V'Sefer HaTiferet. There is a Yesod which the Maharal has announced in his Sefer Tiferet Yisroel on the whole Inyan of Matan Torah. And his Yesod is as follows. Kitzuroso Shel Chumish Devarim HaKorui Mishneh Torah. That the tsura, the design, not content, the design of Chumash Devarim, which is Mishneh Torah, kerova hi yose le tsuras kabolas haTorah, me asher le tsuras matan Torah. Says the Maharal, the Chumash of Devarim has more of an aspect of those who receive the Torah than an aspect of the one who gave it. The Ode Asher Arba Hachumoshim Horishonim Kerovim Hem Yosu Letzuras Matan Torah Me Asher Letzuras Kabbalah Satu. Uvileshono Shel Maharal Hu. And the Maharal explained it in the following way. Ki Mishneh Torah Korov Yosu Letzad HaMekabel Me Asher Shara Torah Bederech Shehanosin Chepetz Lachavero Hare Tekilas HaChepetz Hu Biyodo Shel Hanosin. Says the Maharal, when Reuven prepares to give something to Shimon, at the beginning of that enterprise, the item which is to be given is exclusively in the hands of the Nosein. At the end of the transaction, the item will become exclusively in the hands of the Maccabee. It stands to reason, therefore, that the nearer we come to the end of the transaction, the more the element of the Maccabee will begin to dominate more than the Nosein. And that is how it is in Chumash Devarim. Umikivon Shemishna Torah, Husofa Torah, Lochein Hukorav Yosin Etzad HaMaccabee. The Alpi Hanochozu, and based on this particular Yesod, Holechu Hamaharal, Umevaeres Chilufei Haleshonos, Vein Aseres Hadibros de Yisro, Uvein Aseres Hadibros de Vieschana. And based on this Yesod, the Maharal goes through at length every single letter, every single word which appears in the second set of Luchos, which does not appear in the first. And explains to us that in general you will find that there is greater clarity in the Aseret HaDibros in Ve'eschanan as there is in Yisro. Tarker Tzivucho Hashem Elokecho, Leman Yarichu Nemecho Leman Yitavloch. There is greater development and clarification in the Aseret HaDibros in Ve'eschanan than in Yisro, says the Maharal, because clarity has to do with the Maccabeel. The Maccabeel has to receive it with clarity. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what he's given. The problem is with the Maccabeel. Therefore, the Tosefes Biur is because the Tzuras HaMaccabeel is more evident in the book. And of course, the locus classical is that in the Aseret HaDibros in Yisro, it begins the reason for Shabbos. And Sheshes Yomim, also Hashem is Hashemayim of Oret, Sheshes Shemei Bereshis, and in West Canaan, the reason given for Shabbat with the Maharal is Zechel Etzias. Because Sheshes Yomim also is Mitzad Hanosein, and Zechel Etzias Yisrael is Mitzad Hamedim. And so he goes through the various elements in the Aseret HaDibros and shows how they are all, as it were, under that same heading of Nosein and Maccabeel, that is the comparison and contrast. Then he goes as follows and says, "Umishum de halashonos v'yeschanan heim hosofo al advarim aholichum miskarvim liyerech madregos shel Maccabeel." Fine, that's the story. Because it is coming nearer to the Maccabeel, therefore the point of view of the Maccabeel begins to dominate. Says Rav Huttner, and this is a masterpiece. When I looked at this Maharal, I said to myself, "Tam ze eino maspik ela b'nogei lechilufei halashonos bein sefer shemos lesefer devarim." I said to myself, this idea of Nosein and Maccabeel, this is an idea which contrasts the Chumash of Shemos, Chumash of Bereshis, Chumash of Vayikra, with Sefer Devarim. The Devarim in the Mishnah Torah is the Maccabeel. Shemos is Mitzad Hanosin. Says the Pachad Yitzchak. But the Maharal is using this in order to clarify the Shonas in the Luchos. What's the Luchos got to do with Nosein and Maccabeel? The second set of Luchos were given a couple of months after the first set of Luchos. The Maharal is giving you a Yesod. Mishnah Torah is the Maccabeel. The Arba Chumashim is the Nosein. And that's why. No. That would be good if you said to me, that's why in the Meraglim in Bamidbar it's a Shelach Lecha Mitzad HaNosein. And Nishlecha Anoshim Lefoneinu Mitzad HaMaccabeel. Then I'd understand. A different perspective. But what has this Cheshbon got to do with Luchos? The Luchos have nothing to do with Nosein and Maccabeel. Says the Machad Yitzchak, oh yes, they do. Second paragraph. But if you look into the truth of the matter, says the Machad Yitzchak, is a genius. The Vorov shel Maharal maspikim heim gam benogea leLuchos. The same distinction that occurred between the Arba Chumashim and Mishnah Torah is the same difference that occurs between the first Luchos and the second Luchos. The mamish also hayachas hanimso ben mishnah Torah lishar chumoshim also hayachas atzmo nimso hu gam beitain ben luchos shneis and luchos rishena. Why? Because what are the luchos rishena? They are exclusively the creation of the nosein. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Moshe Rabbeinu the luchos. They are exclusively the creation of the nosein. Nimsiru leMoshe kishehen kistuva mishnei Evreim. What about the luchos shniyos? Nifsalu al yedei Moshe. The luchos already have the element of the Makabel in them. That's true. In other words, from the point of view of a person who gives the matana, it starts off with the nosein and goes nearer and nearer to the Mekabel. That's in regard to the Chumashim and the Sefer Devarim Mishneh Torah. But the same theme of nosein and Mekabel can be found in the luchos. Why? Because the first luchos are exclusively the Yad HaNosein. They were created, hewn, written on by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whereas the second luchos is part nosein, part mikvah. And this is the key. My assessment of the Maharal is correct. Because if my concept of the Maharal was incorrect, and the distinction between Shemos and Mishneh Torah had no bearing on the luchos, but the luchos were kulo nosein, then why, may I ask respectfully, are the second luchos, which were given during Parshas Kisisa, not mentioned in Parshas Kisisa? Why are they left over for Sefer Devarim? They are left over for a Sefer in which the Mekabel begins to dominate. That's the Jew. So therefore, says the Pachad Yitzchak, V'nimso eifo, shebeluchos shenios hoyeto tefisas yodo shel Mekabel, Godola harbe yosem yashe beluchos tarishona. Umechaver hu heitev dargas luchos shenios legabe luchos tarishonas, he mamish dargas mishneh Torah legabe shahar chelkiyatu. Ulahochi, and because that is mamish, the comparison between first and second luchos, for that reason, mekomon shel aseres hadibros asher beluchos hashnios, he beparshes for his chanan asher be mishneh Torah. Something well worth meditating. So here again, we have a new distinction which appears through the Torah of the Maharal between the first Chumashim and Mishneh Torah. Namely, that the first Chumashim are dominated exclusively by the Nosein, whereas Mishneh Torah begin to include from the standpoint, from the perspective, the tsura of the Mekabel. And that is something which dominates the Sefer until the very end. So here we have an insight into some of the themes in Sefer Devarim. Mir Tashem, we hope to continue Boes Chanan, Ekev, and Re'eh, and our last shir, Mir Tashem, weather permitting, will be on the 1st of August.